Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. Our guest today is Cindy Crozier with Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, and we'll be discussing National Breast Cancer Awareness Month and the upcoming KNIA KRLS Breast Cancer Save a Life Radiothon. Well, thanks for joining us today, Cindy.
Well, thanks for having me, Aaron.
And October, it is now Breast Cancer Awareness Month nationally. And it's really important, actually, that it's kind of a good way to remind people the kind of the dangers of breast cancer and early detection, how important early detection is that and that sort of thing. Can you kind of just explain a little bit about Breast Cancer Awareness Month in general and why it's important?
Yes. Each year there are several women, and I just heard a statistic the other day that in the state of Iowa this year there will be 6,000 women that will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year. And so you just kind of take that times our whole nation, and that is quite a few women. And also, breast cancer is not just a woman's disease. Men get breast cancer too. And it's really important that you go every year and have your mammogram done, because everyone knows that early detection is your best protection. And also to do your breast self-exams too, so that you're aware of what your breasts are like, and if there's something that's unusual, then you can, you know, alert your physician. And but it's just really important to get that mammogram every year. And I know some people, women, are afraid to go because they think it's gonna hurt. And but it's just the initial, when the paddles come down on your breast, it's just for just a few seconds, and it's a very simple thing to do, but it is really important that everyone goes.
And what age do they start recommending getting a mammogram at?
I do believe it's when you turn 40, they recommend that you go. And then I think that if you're okay, your mammogram is fine then your doctor sometimes will recommend maybe not come back for 2 or 3 years and have your next one. But of course, then if you are diagnosed earlier than that, then the doctor will set up some sort of regime for you to come back maybe in like 6 months or every year for a while until he is sure that you're okay.
And here at the hospital, there are some specific events going on. October 11th is a pretty big day.
Yes, it is for us here at the hospital. It's a very big day. That's the day that we are going to promote that everyone get there, come and get their mammogram done, or call and set up an appointment to get your mammogram done. And also that day we are going to start out with a bake sale in our lobby. It'll start at 8 o'clock, and we have it going until 2 p.m. in the afternoon, but of course that'll kind of depend on how many goods we have. It could be done earlier than that. Then later in the day, starting at 4 p.m., we will have all types of vendors that are going to come to be set up in our lobby. Anything from selling home goods to jewelry to beauty products, just anything a woman would be attracted to wanting to come up and check out and buy. And of course, then we'll have we have door prizes that evening too, from 4 to 8. When you come, you can sign up for our door prizes. And also each vendor that we have, each one of them has a gift pack too to give away. So you're encouraged to go up to each one of the vendors and get your name in the drawing for something there. And the mammo department is going to have an open house. We just got our new digital mammogram put in January of this year. And so this is be their first time to be able to show off their new suite back there. And we can go back and talk to the girls. So Kelly will be back there, the gal who does your mammo, and Sarah, who does the ultrasounds. And Bobby and Amy will be back there too, part of our radiology and imaging department, and they will be able to answer some of your questions. And also along with them back there, we're also gonna have a lady she's a certified mastectomy fitter. So if there is, you know, some women out there that have had a mastectomy or lumpectomy or whatever, this lady can help kind of explain how she can help them if they want to have a prosthesis or something. If, you know, it'll helps a woman to, you know, feel better about herself, or, you know, just kind of look a little better in her clothes, or you know, we'll have her available too, that people can come and talk to her.
All right. And really the big point is to push the K&I Careless. Big Red Radio will be there as well with our radiothon. Pushing for women to sign up for their annual mammogram. And you guys, I mean, this is my first year here, but I've heard that basically during this, after this time, you guys are booked for, it really helps people get in here.
Yep. Yes, it does. I was trying to remember if this was our fifth year or our sixth year. And I'm really excited because when we first started out, there was just a handful of us in that Big Red Radio is all there was. But now this year, every year it gets a little bigger, and people are getting to want to be involved to help with the breast cancer thing, and the Big Red Radio is a good opportunity for people to just tune in and listen and hear what people have to say, because we invite breast cancer survivors to come and talk, and everybody has a very unique story. Sometimes it gets kind of emotional there in the Big Red Radio, but I think it's just really good for all of us to get together and talk about our experience, and also I just think it's just a good opportunity, just even for people to tune in and listen and to call in and schedule that mammogram, or call your mom, say, hey, have you had yours, you know, your sister, whatever. It's really good. So
going back to the new digital mammogram suite, how does that help better serve your patients here at Knoxville Hospital and Clinics?
The digital mammo it's more of a clear, I want to say, most precise picture of your breast. And another big benefit of it is that the technician can see it right there on the screen. When she does your screening, she can see it on a screen.
So immediate results, immediate mm-hmm. way for a doctor to be able to communicate with
right.
the patient.
Right.
Is there anything else you wanted to add or mention for the activities going on?
Well, I did want to mention that we will have, you know, Dr. Val Bonnet will be here helping to MC the program, along with Mary Rosenboom, who helps every year. And also along with our vendors, Marion County Public Health will be here too. And they've always got some really good information to get out there for the public, especially the different programs and stuff that they have, so that if you do not have any health insurance right now, or you know, just are really having a hard time that way financially, there are programs out there. And Carla from Public Health, she is really good about explaining the different places that you can contact to help you to even get that mammogram if you do not have the financial means or the insurance. So, I mean, there is a lot of really good information, not just about, you know, getting your mammogram every year, but there's a lot of good information on that too that people aren't aware of. So.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Cindy.
Okay. Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks to Cindy Crozier, our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com by clicking on Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.